This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Customers have been lining up today in Sydney, Paris, New York, Los Angeles, you name it, to get the latest edition of the iPhone. As usual, there are long lines at Apple stores, but there are also a lot of questions about one aspect of the phone that is different from prior versions. Marketplace's Queena Kim joins us now with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how big of a launch is this, Queena, compared to previous Apple launches?
Well, if you look at the advance sales, it looks like it's going to be the biggest phone ever. There are about 2 million pre-orders. That means people ordering their phone ahead of time. And there are reports that people were lining up in front of the Apple store as early as Sunday in Manhattan. And here's to get an idea of the craze, here's an Apple fan from Sweden who flew into London just to stand in line in front of the store there.
The iPhone is so much more to me, and especially Apple as a whole company. So this is my little contribution back to them, showing my appreciation for the work they're doing for me.
Now, Queena, obviously a lot of excitement over this, but there's also some disappointment I've heard about this map feature. They're not using the Google Maps app anymore on the iPhone, the new iPhone. Instead, they're going to use this Apple Map program, which has got some problems, I gather.
Yeah, it's super glitchy. Apple dumped Google Maps because they've been in this very public war. Ever since Google started producing Android, they've become competitors. Now, Google's been developing their maps like for years, and Apple's just getting into the game. And here's Christina Bonnington. She's a writer at Wired magazine, and she's talking about the glitches that have been showing up.
Cities showing up in the wrong place, destinations showing up in the middle of the ocean, the Statue of Liberty is missing in a 3D view, and people have been just very angry on Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook.
Now, despite all these glitches, the lines are bigger than ever, and it doesn't seem like Apple fans care.
Marketplace's Queena Kim, thanks so much.
Thank you.